It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Netflix will drop part two of its Making a Murderer docuseries on October 19th. I cannot even tell you how excited I am for this. The series will follow up on Brendan Dassey and Uncle Stephen Avery's convictions in the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach in Wisconsin. The original episodes debuted in December of 2015 and caused a lot of people across the country to question whether or not these two actually committed the crime that landed them in prison. Series creators said that in part two, they have chronicled the experience of the convicted and imprisoned two men, each serving life sentences for crimes they maintain that they did not commit. The new episodes will have Avery's post-conviction lawyer, her name is Kathleen Zellner, who is on a quest to prove his innocence, and apparently reversed more wrongful convictions than any other private attorney in the country, so that's kind of cool. And Dassey's post-conviction lawyers will be featured as well.
I think I'm the only person I know who didn't watch that.
You have to go back and watch this.
I have to go back and watch it before the second season comes out.
Yes, October 19th is when that's coming out. Rapper Lil Xan is having a really bad month. This kid, he and Noah Cyrus broke up, first of all, so he's been sad about that. And now he's been hospitalized for eating too many Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Wait, I saw this. I'm so confused.
He posted about the incident on Instagram saying, "I just want to let everyone know that I was in the hospital, not due to any drugs, but I guess I ate too many Hot Cheetos." It did something with his stomach lining. He was vomiting. It was not a good situation. But I guess when you eat too many of those, it does do stuff to your insides.
That is so gross. But also, how much do you have to eat for that point to happen? Because I know friends who are obsessed with Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and it's never gotten to that point. So I'm just wondering, like, how much it actually has to be.
I guess he knows. And the K-pop group BTS explained their message of speaking yourself. I'm still, even after hearing this clip, I don't understand, like, if this is a language barrier where they're meaning to say speak for yourself, or if it's literally just speaking yourself, because obviously that's not correct English, so I'm not really
sure.
Well,
maybe it's just like speak. I don't know. I kind of get it. Like, I never thought that, like, there was a pronunciation problem
with
that.
Well, here's what BTS had to say about it.
It's about speaking yourself.
Yeah, what is speak yourself?
Yeah, it's like, it's mainly about speaking yourself, like, instead of letting other people speak for you, because, you know, to truly love ourselves is important to, you know, firstly know who I am and, you know, where I'm from and what my name is and what my voice is, kind of like that.
Good for you. That's fantastic.